So start by finding your seat, making sure you're sitting in a symmetrical position, posture. And looking for this balance between comfort and uprightness. Making sure you're as relaxed as possible. But also as upright as necessary to be able to focus fully on the practice. And once you find this balance between sthiram and sukham, once you found your seat, bring your awareness to the breath in the chest or the abdomen, wherever it's easiest to observe it. And at first, very light and passive attention that you're bringing to the breath. Just noticing the movements of the chest or the abdomen. Body moving as the air flows in and out of your lungs. But as the mind settles a little on the breath, your attention becomes a little steadier. Start noticing more details about your breathing. Inquire a little more deeply into it. How is it moving? Where does the movement start? How big is it? Where does it end? And that's both on the inhalation and on the exhalation. Paying particular attention to the beginning of the inhalation. That's a really important point in the breathing cycle. How does the inhalation begin? Does it build up progressively? It starts very fine and become more substantial. Or does it start right away into a full flow? Are you grasping for the beginning of the inhalation? Just notice very carefully the quality, the shape, you could say, of the beginning of the inhalation. And now that might carry through the whole of the inhalation. Does the flow of the inhalation slowly tapers off, or is it steady? And then notice the end of the inhalation. Again, is it a sharp end, or does the exhalation, the inhalation, sorry, tapers off? And you can do the same with the exhalation. Noticing how the exhalation begins. How it flows. And how it ends. And do that over and over again. You might notice that not all breaths, you will notice that not all breaths are exactly the same. But you might also notice that there is a pattern in your breathing, in the flow of your breath, a pattern that repeats itself from one inhalation to the next, or from one exhalation to the next. And then from there, coming back to the inhalation, just noticing the next inhalation carefully, but on the next exhalation, again, introduce this intention of stretching the out breath, making you're basically starting the practice of pranayama, visamavriti pranayama, is starting to stretch the out breath, makes the exhalation longer. And then you go back and you just observe the inhalation. Notice if it has changed with this intention and this practice of stretching the exhalation. But let it flow. Keep the attention on the inhalation very passive and keep the inhalation flowing freely and naturally as much as possible. And then again on the exhalation, the intention to lengthen the breath comes in. You stretch the out breath. And you do that a few times. Maybe stretching the out breath more and more, making the exhalation finer and finer. However, don't go past the point where the exhalation is twice as long as the natural inhalation. That's not helpful. It becomes depleting. So you don't really need to count the breaths, but you might occasionally check, just count one breath every so often, just to just check where you're at with the lengthening of the exhalation. Trying to keep the exhalation about twice as long as the natural inhalation, but not going past that length. And notice if there's any pauses as well that occur naturally in the breath. Don't go creating any poses, but if they are there, just let them be. Now, still breathing on this Visamavriti ratio with the exhalation twice as long as the inhalation, you're going to place your hand in the mudra for Nadi Shodhana, and just place the thumb over the right nostril and the fingers over the left nostril without blocking the breath. You just have the hands in position ready for Nadi Shodhana, but you're still just doing Visamavriti for a few more rounds through both nostrils. Really focusing on the rhythm of the breath there. And then let the next exhalation flow freely. And on the next inhalation, just before the next inhalation, block the right nostril with the right thumb and inhale only through the left nostril. You're starting Nadi Shodhana. And then change over, blocking the left nostril. And exhale slowly. You're trying to keep the same Visamavriti rhythm. You exhale slowly through the right nostril. And if you need to, you can actually control the flow of the breath by partially closing the right nostril, with slightly pressing the nostril in with the thumb. And make sure you open the nostril fully and let the inhale flow freely to the right nostril before again changing over, closing the right nostril with the thumb and exhaling to the left. And again, you can control if you need to, if you need a bit of help there, you can control the flow of the out-breath through the left nostril by pressing the finger, partially closing the left nostril with the ring finger. And continue at your own pace with this Nadi Shodhana practice, paying particular attention to the rhythm of the breath. And if need be, you can use partial pressure on the nostril, keeping the nostril partially closed to keep this rhythm as steady as possible. Inhalation flowing in naturally, exhalation stretched out to twice the length of the natural inhalation. Doing that, alternating the nostril. And you might notice as you're doing that the natural inhalation through one nostril is slightly shorter or slightly longer than the one through the other nostril. It can easily be the case if one nostril is a little blocked. So if you observe this to be the case, if the breath is a little asymmetrical, in other words, your inhalation through the left nostril, say, is slightly shorter than the inhalation through the right nostril or vice versa, then again, you can use the pressure of the fingers, the thumb of the finger on the nostril to partially close the nostril and try to regulate the inhalation that's the shortest and make it as long as the longest of the other inhalation. trying to get the breath really steady with both inhalation the same length, both exhalation the same length, twice the length of the natural inhalation, or the longest of the two natural inhalations. So play with that a little bit. Just refining the Nadi Shodhana practice in Visamavriti. And it does take skills to really get a nice steady rhythm in Nadi Shodhana when you're doing that with Visamavriti. Getting a nice Visamavriti rhythm in Nadi Shodhana takes a little bit of skills, that takes a little bit of practice. So see how you're getting on with it. And that's something that you might want to try out in your own practice tomorrow or later in the week as well. And then you go back to an exhalation through the left nostril, since you started with an inhalation through the left nostril. To finish the cycle you're on, and then you lower your hand, lower your right hand. And you just continue breathing for two or three more breaths on the same Visamavriti rhythm, natural inhalation, long, slow exhalation. And then you let the breath go, you set it free again. You just relax all intention and just observe the breath. Go back to Anapanasati, just observing the breath with a very light and soft attention. And really enjoying the freedom of the breath after you've directed it and constrained it in some ways. In the pranayama practice, just enjoy the freedom to give to the breath after the pranayama practice. And the breath be really relaxed and soft. And then you can slowly open your eyes.